Today, we'd like to study the title of Rejoice in the Lord in Psalm chapter 33, verses 1 to 22. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 1 and 2, rejoice in the Lord. What does it mean? Question 2, in verses 4 to 9, list the reasons to rejoice in the Lord and to praise the Lord. The last question in verse 14, from the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. What does God look on all the inhabitants of the earth? This psalmist encourages or exhorts to rejoice in the Lord and to praise the Lord. Verses 1 to 3, rejoice in the Lord and praise the Lord. Verses 4 to 18, reasons to rejoice in the Lord and to praise the Lord. Last paragraph, verses 20 to 22, about rejoice in the Lord. Verses 1 to 3, rejoice in the Lord. Verse 1, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in him, verse 21. So not in anything else, such as rejoice in wealth, rejoice in power, rejoice in fame, rejoice in pleasure, rejoice in my daughter, rejoice in my grandchildren. No. What God is, rejoice in omnipotent God. Rejoice in omniscient God. Rejoice in omnipresent God. Rejoice in gracious God. Rejoice in merciful God. Rejoice in righteous God. So forever characteristics, not temporal. So omnipotent, whatever he wants, he can do it. Omniscient, he knows everything. Omnipresent, he is everywhere, not only here, but everywhere. Gracious, he wants to give a good gift freely to the children of God. He is merciful. He wants to forgive whatever your sin. He is righteous, not wrong. That character is forever, not temporal. That's why rejoice in the Lord. All you righteous. So Bible righteous means one who lives by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Behold the proud, his soul. The proud soul is not upright in him, not right up in self. But the just or the righteous shall live by his faith. As long as you live by your faith, you consider righteous. Because the word of God is righteous. Faith comes from hearing. Hearing comes from the word of God. For praise from the upright. Upright means one right up in the Lord, not one right up in self, or a self-esteemed person, or the proud person, but the humbled person before the Lord. Praise from the upright is beautiful. Verse 2, praise the Lord, glorify the Lord, worship the Lord, adore the Lord with the harp, string the musical instrument like a guitar, usually 10 strings. Make a melody to him. So melody, rhythm, like a hymn or a spiritual song, as a Rick did. Verse 3, sing to him a new song. New song means a song with new heart to praise God. Whenever you sing songs, become new song, which meaning you are singing that song with the newly heart dedicated to the Lord. Not every new composer's song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. Skillfully, because the best thing given to the Lord, That's why we are playing skillfully or professionally. Here, so-called professional song justified inside of our heart. We want to give the best song to the Lord, skillfully playing. Verses 4 to 18, about reasons to rejoice in the Lord and to praise the Lord. For, or because, the word of the Lord is right. That's why we are rejoicing in the Lord and praising the Lord. And all his work, God's work, is done in truth, not in falsity. That's why we are rejoicing in the Lord and praising the Lord. He loves righteousness and justice, or judgment. Judgment is a case law based upon God's justice. That's why King James Version translates judgment rather than justice. He loves righteousness and justice. That's why we are rejoicing in the Lord, praising the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. God created the earth, which is good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 25. From beginning, God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, the cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. From beginning, all creation was good. But unfortunately, the human being, as a manager, as a steward of all creation, polluted, that's creation. That's why so now creation, in part, is no good. Verses 6 to 9, about summary of Genesis chapter 1, God's creation. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The heavens, plural, so Hebrew sense, is a third level. First level, up to clouds. The second level, above a cloud, up to visible heaven. The second, third heaven, invisible heaven, where God dwells in. The heavens were made, and all the host of them from beginning, Adam, by breath of his mouth. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground, who is Adam, and breathed in his nostrils, or his nose, the breath of life. And man became a living being. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a ship. So, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, first day, God made light. Second day, God made the firmament. Firmament, actually, in the midst of the waters, so top waters, the bottom waters, the middle grounds, we call as firmaments. Firmament becomes sky after universal flood judgment through Noah. That's why second day God created the sky. The Bible indicates firmament initially. Chapter 1, verse 6. Chapter 1, verse 9, third day God created dry land. Fourth day, verse 16, God made two great lights. One light controls daytime, implying sun. So the other is controlling nighttime, implying moon, plus also stars. So fourth day, two great lights and stars. The fifth day, chapter 1, verse 21, sea creatures and birds. Sea creatures including not only animal, but plants. sea creatures and birds. That's the fifth day. Sixth day, God created land creatures and man. So seventh day, God rested. So all you talk about Genesis chapter 1 summary, verses 7 to 9, let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants or residents of the world stand in awe of him. So a little seed grown up to pumpkin or watermelon, that's awesome, that's a holy fear. Verse 9, for he spoke and it was done. So God created the world, the universe, by word. He commanded by his word, and it stood fast, it stood immediately. Whenever God speaks his word, immediately that thing is created simultaneously. Verse 10, the Lord brings the counsel of the nations, the counsel of the heathens, to nothing. So no nations stand forever during human history. For example, Roman Empire, so was gone too. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. So people's plan do not depend upon God at all. Verse 11, the counsel of the Lord stands forever. No inconsistent, no changing, but consistent or faithful on his word, faithful on his counsel. One example, Pontius Pilate, the governor, discovered in the stone monument in Caesarea over long disputes. So Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8 said, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. So the counsel of the Lord stands forever. Also James chapter 1 verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, or from heaven, from God, and comes down from the Father of lights, God the Father, with whom there is no variation, no changes, no inconsistent, no variation, or a shadow of a turning, no shadow, always light. So the plans of his heart to all generation. Verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Here, indicating Israel at that time. Israel nation's God is the Lord. Not anything else, not pleasure, not money, not car, not child, not anything else. But really, in God we trust at that time. Unlike today, United States. So from beginning, forefather of the United States, they declared by themselves, in God we trust. But now many way is far from God's way. So blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The nation whose God is the Lord is very happy. The people he has chosen as his own inheritance, as his own children. The Lord looks from heaven. Heaven, or the third heaven. He sees all the sons of man. God looks every heart from the place of his dwelling. He looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. Each heart loyal to God, or each heart perfected to God, each heart to love God most of all. For example, Asa, the third king of Judah, not asking to the Lord, but making a treaty with Ben-Hadad, king of Syria.
Dead time to prophesy, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 7 to 9. And dead time, Hanai, the seer, or the prophet, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, because you have lied on the king of Assyria, because his treaty without asking God, and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Assyria has escaped from your hand. We were the Ethiopians and Rubim, not huge army, actually the million armies, with very many chariots and horsemen. Yet, because you relied on the Lord in the last time, so that time is Judah only half a million army, but the other enemy, Ethiopian, 1 million. But God allowed Judah got victory against Ethiopian. He, God, delivered them into your hands. Verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro here or there throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. So God wants to see the peoples, inhabitants on the earth, the every heart, who has loyal heart or undivided loyalty to him or perfect to him. In this you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on you shall have words. So God is looking for every heart of all the inhabitants of the earth. Verse 15, he fashions or he makes, forms their hearts individually, each heart uniquely, not all the same. Here, heart indicating deep thought about knowing, feeling, and willing. For example, donation. So first you should know. So donation, what does it mean? Donation meaning you make offering to God. That is knowing. That is a feeling you might commit. So God allowed me in my life, allowed me this material. That's why then you might have a willing heart to give something to the Lord. So then followed naturally by works, actual offering, acts, works coming out. So that way, deep thought about knowing, feeling, and willing. So their hearts individually, not uniquely. He considered all their works. So whatever works, the heart naturally followed by works. Works is evidence. So how can I know your heart? Only we can know your works. So without works, we cannot see, you know, your heart at all. So that's why faith without works is dead. You know, so faith only proved up by works. Works is a plural, which means not only one work, you know, second work, third work, you know, many works, you know, but faith only one. Faith the word of God. For example, God said, love your enemy. So you may expose in many ways of works to love enemy, right? So in that way. Verse 16, no king is saved by the multitude of an army. So no human being, no anything else can save, even king. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse, indicating a military power, is a vain hope for safety. For example, North Korea dictated again developing atomic bombs. But atomic bombs would not be safe unless he trusts in the Lord. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Like even atomic bomb, super atomic bomb, you know, cannot save, dictate the camp, unless he repents his sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His mercy. The more hope in His mercy, the more mercy is given to you. The more hope in His grace, the more grace is given to you. The more hope in His love, the more love is given to you. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, 21. Disciple, the hope, Jesus' love. How much? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend or understand with all the saints, all the believers, including us, what is the width and length and depth and height, thinking about the love. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, beyond my understanding, beyond my knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, because Jesus loved. According to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. So whenever you meditate God's characteristics, if you more hope in particular characteristics such as mercy, so the more mercy is given upon you. Or hope in God's love, that is the more love is given to you. Verse 19, to deliver their soul from death, so for eternal life. John chapter 11, verse 25, 26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, in Jesus, although he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So this is eternal life. So if you believe in Jesus during your life, you shall not die, but everlasting life. But if you live physically, but you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you die spiritually, even if you live physically. Verses 20 up to 22, rejoice in the Lord. Verse 20, our soul waits for the Lord, waits for the second coming Lord anytime. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in Him, in the Lord, because we have trusted in His holy name, Yahweh or Jehovah. We have trusted in God, so our heart shall rejoice in Him. Verse 22, let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. More hope, more giving. Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 2 said, now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Obed, the prophet, and he went out to meet Asa. This is the first time Asa, relying upon God, God allowed Asa and Judah to get victory against Ethiopian, the million army, and said to him, hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. So Judah, Benjamin tribes belonged to southern Judah. The other 10 tribes belong to northern Israel. The Lord is with you while you are with Him. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you. you. Here we see God would never violate free will, human free will. So while you are with him, the Lord is with you. God never forced you to be with him. Or if you seek him, God never forced you seek God. If you seek with in exercise given free will, then God will be found you. But if you forsake him, God will forsake you. Let's see each question. In verses 1 and 2, rejoice in the Lord, what does it mean? Because the Lord, not like a human being. Lord is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, gracious, merciful, righteous, but eternal characteristic. That's why we can rejoice in the Lord, rejoice always in the Lord. Even if a lot of troubles, a lot of hardship, a lot of difficulties, still we can rejoice. Why? In the Lord, not in anything else. In verses 4 to 19, list the reasons rejoice in the Lord to praise the Lord. This psalmist, a lot of things. The word of the Lord is right because God's work is done in truth. God loves righteous justice. The earth's all creation is good. Also, God created all the earth, all the universe. Also, the counsel of God stands forever. God's heart plans to the old generation. A lot of things listed up to 10. So God also delivered our soul from eternal death. So we can keep alive through our famine. God give us victory throughout the famine. So that reason. Last question in verse 14. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. What does God look on all the inhabitants of the earth? Every heart, whether or not your heart is loyal to him or is perfect to him, or undivided loyal to him. God, if God finds that kind of heart, God will show his strength on behalf of you. Now let's sing all together so Brother Rick, might lead our song. Then we'll pray all together, Lord's prayers in conclusion.